We are, you know, under orders. But very few of us realise that. In, I think it's 2 Timothy, it says in the King James, no man that warreth entangleth himself with affairs at home. In other words, if you're in the front line, if you're fighting the Battle of the Somme, you're not turning around, running home and finding out what's happening there all the time. You're concentrated on the battle in hand and you're actually prepared to die for what you believe. You're up the front line there because you believe you are fighting for your country and you're prepared to die for it. It's an old-fashioned idea these days, you know, that Christians should be prepared to die for what they believe. There's many facts and things, cults and things in the world that are fully prepared to die for what they believe. They'd stand there and they'd blow themselves up for what they believe. But not us, you know. We've come so soft, so soft. There's none of the D word in us. We're totally undisciplined and we totally do not realise we're an army and we totally do not recognise that we are actually under orders. Because Christian discipline means that we place ourselves under orders. And that place is not self-improvement, things like speed reading, weight watching, jogging, time management, home repairs, or how to win friends and influence people. These programs, which are mainly self-will programs, and you do it, it's self-serving. Will I improve my IQ, my looks, my build, my efficiency, my house and my bank account? It's all me. They don't improve anything within you. They may have some form of exterior improvement, but that's yet to be proved. Because a do-it-yourself program depends on willpower, which we haven't got. Being a disciple, however, depends on grace. And the disciple is someone who's made a very simple decision. Jesus invites us to follow, and the disciple accepts the invitation. It's not an easy decision. And it needs to be renewed every day. The conditions aren't such that you'll get a crowd following you. Jesus stated them. The first one was, we must leave ourselves behind. The second one was, we must take up our own cross, not someone else's. And the third one was, we must go with him, not on our own. And the result of this decision is that whoever cares for his own safety has lost it. And the second thing is, but if a man will let himself be lost for Jesus' sake, he will find his true self, his true identity. He will find what God created him to be and what God created him to do. But here's the rub, isn't it, really? We want to do what we want to do. We want to achieve what we want to achieve. That sounds like where my will and his will cross, which is the cross, as Derek Prince used to say. So who's having sway in your life today? Have you decided to follow Jesus to the point where you will become a disciple? Or are you still just a believer or a follower? There's a decision to be made in these times, beloved, to be part of the army of God, to count in these end times, to do exploits and be strong. No one drifts to the top of a mountain. They train. No athlete wins having sat on the couch watching the television. Some things have to be dropped completely. Some pastimes, some relationships have to go if we are going to join the army of God and bring forth fruit in abundance in these days, see the enemy fall before us, watch nations turned around and changed. God's plan will not be thwarted if you decide not to, but then neither will you get the spoils at the end of the day, because that's what it's all about, you know. Hearing that well done. He won't say you haven't done well when you get there because he's too good and loving. He will only count the things you have done, not the things you haven't done. So for your own sake, have a look in that bag that you're going to present to him on that day for the prize and the reward. Is it gold, silver, precious jewels that you're storing up in there, or is it wood, hay and stubble? Is it, oh Lord, I just had to have that holiday. I just had to go to that theatre. I just had to do this because I really, really wanted to do it. And he says, stand over there. And the next person comes up and gets the reward that you should have had. Because it is possible to be passed over. And God chooses the one who will do it. So it's personal responsibility, isn't it? When you hear that call, what are you going to do with it? God bless you.